This is an RNIB talking book.
The Winter of Our Discontent by John Steinbeck.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The Winter of Our Discontent by John Steinbeck. Part 1. Chapter 1. When the fair gold morning of April stirred Mary Hawley awake, she turned over to her husband and saw him, little fingers pulling a frog mouth at her. "You're silly," she said. "Ethan, you've got your comical genius."
"Oh, say, Miss Mousie, will you marry me?"
"Did you wake up, silly?"
"The year's at the day. The day's at the morn."
"I guess you did. Do you remember it's Good Friday?"
He said hollowly, "The dirty Romans are forming up for Calvary."
"Don't be sacrilegious. Will Marullo let you close the store at 11?
"Darling chicken flower, Marullo is a Catholic and a wop. He probably won't show up at all. I'll close at noon till the execution's over."
"That's pilgrim talk. It's not nice."
"Nonsense. That's from my mother's side. That's pirate talk. It was an execution, you know."
"They were not pirates." "You said yourself, whalers. And you said they had letters of, what you call it, from the Continental Congress."
"The ships they fired on thought they were pirates. And those Roman GIs thought it was an execution."
"I've made you mad. I like you better, silly."
"I am silly. Everybody knows that."
"You always mix me up. You got every right to be proud. Pilgrim fathers and whaling captains right in one family."
"Have they?"